Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and we are having a great show here at the Kona Kai Resort. If you're missing out, get your car right now, or get on your bicycle and just come on down to the end of Shelter Island and join us for this last hour. Still plenty of breakfast burritos, and we have coffee and mimosas.
Ready to hit that mimosa bar, man.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Loosened up for the second
hour.
Come on down.
We have some great prizes to give away, including an Anza knife and room nights at the Kona Kai. It's a great time. We have Pete Grosbeck, the legendary captain here that grew up right here on the docks of the Kona Kai, Steve Pinard, and Adam from the docks here at Kona Kai, and we're going to have some special guests this hour, too. So you stay tuned for that. A lot going on here.
It's going to be a great time. We're having lots of fun, and we want to have you join us. If you want to give us a call this morning, give us a ring. We're 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you join us on the phones. Let's Talk Hookup. But like Pete said, man, just come down. It's so easy to find. The end of Shelter Island, there's no doubt which is the Kona Kai property. It's the nicest one.
Yeah.
It's the nicest one on the island. You can't miss it. It's a great time. And like I said, just a great spread, great food, great drinks, and a lot of great prizes, including a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Just step up to the microphone, ask a question, see Arnie there right up front. He'll get you in the rotation. And everybody that steps up to the mic is going to be eligible to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim World Cups. This is the Marlin frame, which, like, the frame is inspired by the colors of a Marlin. It's a fade of color from blue to brown. It has that neutral gray lens and that killer super thin glass that Pete was talking about earlier. Just a great pair of Maui Jims, and we're excited. In addition to that, we are giving away so many great prizes in the second hour, including a Shimano gift pack. We're giving away 4 room night stays here at the Kona Kai that include a $50 voucher to enjoy the brand new bar. There's just so much cool stuff that's going on here.
AFCO
clothing packages. We're giving
Shimano
away
a
$200 Anza custom fillet knife. Like, a great show and a great time. $50 gift certificates down to Dana Landing Market. So just come on down and join us. It's going to be a great morning.
Yeah, the knife's sharp. I poked myself with it.
Yes, you did.
I can tell you, as most Anza knives, all Anza knives are, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting, Rick.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Port today, which is sponsored by the Sato Line Winder. Hey, the Sato Line Winder kit is everything you need. It's a super high-tech line winder. It basically comes with everything but the plywood board and a drill, and you adapt his kit to have a perfect commercial-grade line winder. It's comparable to the line winders that go for up to $2,000 or more. You get it for under $300. It's your best value in a high-tech line winder. You can get yours at the Longfin, Fisherman's Lining Tackle, and other great selected tackle stores. Let's start off our catch report. Talk to our man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, and Pete, Steve, Adam. You got a great lineup of guests there.
What a great lineup, huh?
Fun stuff. Well, guys, with good weather and plenty of fish around, then a setup is absolutely perfect for some damage to be done here this weekend in multiple areas. So let me cover a few of your best bets. At Catalina, the island still got a very healthy population of big yellowtail. There's been some real tankers caught. A few smaller ones mixed in, but most are in that 15 to 25 range with, like I said, a few of the really big ones. Sardines good, mackerel's often better, and stuff's biting the iron, both surface jigs and yo-yo. It's kind of scattered around. The westerly half of the island's definitely been the best. The west is the best, and inside and outside's working there. So a lot of good opportunity there. Also at Catalina, a little more down toward the east end, so some nice bonita to be caught in that 2 to 4 to 5 pound range like that. They're fun to catch. They're good to eat. And there's 2 other benefits to those bonitas. They're fantastic lobster bait now that lobster season's open. But make sure that you're paying attention to the catch and size limits there because fishing game will be checking. And they're also a great source for some nice belly strips for deep dropping for swordfish if you want an option along with your big squids there. And also with the island, or kind of below the island there from outside of church down the backside of the ridge there toward the 277 on the dolphin schools. There's been some good great yellowfin hanging out there. One of my friends got some really nice ones there the other day. The other little island I love there for the fall, especially Santa Barbara Island, we haven't heard much of it recently here, but with this nice weather, there's been some good signal on that big red yellow up there also, and I know that's going to get checked here today, so I'll have reports there soon from that. And not too much from Clemente this week as far as yellows and sea bass go. A lot of Navy drama going on over there right now. But the tuna fish scenario is definitely changing a little bit. Some of that big volume of the tanker-grade fishes looks like it may have moved on there. Let's see if it pops back up. It often does that. Farther outside, some of that big fish did show around the tip of the Conda, but, man, that's a road trip in a smaller boat for sure. But also way out west, if you've got the capabilities there with this good weather, it opens up the Cortez and the Tanner, and there's been some fantastic yellow fishing out there on the banks there. So we got so much going on.
Mark, so much going on. Fishdope.com has had all the information, Danny and the boys. You want to know what's going on? It's the time of the year. You really need to keep track of it. $20 off a new membership to Fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code on Fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number, the stores are code 714-840-4262. Website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I heard you had a nice little boat ride yesterday.
Yeah, finally we brought Field Research back from Newport. And thanks to Robert Sherrill for doing an unbelievable job on my repower. Those Cummins QSB 380-59s are unbelievable. Half the noise of the cats that were in that boat before, and just super smooth. And I mean, I'm getting like 4 knots better cruise speed, too.
That's crazy.
Cruising at like 23
knots. Isn't that crazy?
On a 36-foot boat. Half. Yeah, so, of course, that doesn't even compare to Pete's boat. So what are you cruising, like 40 knots?
No.
That's your cruise, right?
No, it tops out at 40, but you're burning a lot less fuel.
Yeah, and John Anders did such a phenomenal job on that cabinet with the lower station and stuff. Like, I'm very stoked, Mark, putting it back together and ready to go fishing.
Okay, let's go.
All right, sounds good. All right, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We're hoping to have some interesting new stuff going on here. So we'll be talking to you guys next Saturday. Take care, everybody.
Thanks, Mark. All right. Now let's head on down to San Diego over to Seaforth Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Well, it looks like fishing has stayed pretty consistent here. They're still catching fish all over the place. Half day, so very good bottom fishing. And, you know, we've had an amazing year with that bottom fishing on there. And if you just want to go out there, catch some fish, have some fish tacos, have some friends over for barbecue. Such a good trip for that, and it's been really good all year. So definitely check out those half days, those full day trips fishing offshore still, catching yellowfin, bluefin, some skipjack in the mix there. Yesterday, San Diego had 82 yellowfin, 2 bluefin, and 11 skipjack. Very good fishing. I mean, like we've talked about, we're talking about yellowfin and bluefin on the full day trip. You know, it's amazing what they're doing out there. And the full day is the overnight trip is day and a half, very similar. Very good yellowfin, still some bluefin in there, skipjack, nice mix of fish all around. So definitely check the website. Doesn't look like fishing's slowing down right now. Seaforthlanding.com. Have those half day trips up there, those full days, those overnights and day and a half. Have some trips going up in November there, so we're going to be fishing as long as you guys want to go out there. So check that out, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear cleaned up and ready to go out there because it doesn't look like fishing's going to stop anytime soon here.
Marcos, great call. Really good fishing. And, man, we got great weather in front of us, too. I just am prepared for another great week over at Seaforth. Great job on the report. We appreciate it, as always, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. That's going to wrap up our catch report now. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their killer spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And now the spices and rubs are available at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And like I said, we came back from tuna fishing last week, swung through Dana Landing, grabbed a pokey seasoning kit, and away we
Sweet.
Went. And yeah, it's a cool
Good stuff.
Deal. Yeah, there's nothing better.
Well, we're joined by a new guest, Scott Lampe with Big Bay Boats. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Good morning, guys.
Great.
Thanks for the invitation, Pete. Rock on.
Of course. And thanks for being in the mix here with Pete and Adam and Steven. And boy, we all kind of grew up down there, this place, right? We were telling stories, Konakai stories from the 60s and 70s yesterday, right?
Yeah, well, my dad joined the Konakai in 65, and either he or I have been a member ever since.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And look at you now.
Yeah, and they still let me in the door.
Yeah, you're still here. And you, of course, Big Bay Boats, we've been with you before down there. It's your great waterfront location.
I was going to boat over this morning, but I figured Adam would give me grief for tying up on a slip
tying
that I didn't have
boat.
Or something. He's
yeah.
full, so.
Yeah, he probably would.
Yes.
That's his job.
Yes.
But so what do you do at Big Bay Boats?
Well, we sell boats. No, yeah. We're boat brokers and we're Cobia dealers. So we sell center consoles.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much just support guys like Pete. I couldn't figure out why you asked me yesterday to come on down here. Was it because I was out the Konakai forever? I've known Pete forever.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That was long.
I mean, tell us some of the Pete stories. Come on.
Oh, oh I can't.
Come on.
No, I'm
not radio friendly.
They're not radio friendly, but I'm within mitt distance of him. So,
smart.
And besides,
smart man.
Besides, between Pete and Rockod this summer, I was able to get my 5-year-old nephew his first fish.
That's
Rockod
so cool.
set me up with the gear and his own little tackle box, and then Pete gave me the tip, cat food. Four
okay.
cans later, right off the side by the bait barge, I got him his first mini Mac about that big. He was super excited. 5 years old, he said, Uncle Scott, can you catch one of these? And I looked and I said, well, I got you yours. And he says, yeah, but can you catch one? So 40 minutes later, I said, we have to go.
Yeah. That's great. So what's going on in the boat business now? Is it booming?
The boat business has been great. For me personally, I've had a good season selling a couple boats over in Kona.
Uh-huh.
So now everybody can get a chance to fish on the old bad company, now called the Mealy, with BT over there in Kona.
Oh, wow.
And then you can go fish a
That's
30...
That's a classic boat. Steven and I fished on that boat.
Yes, you
what
did.
What a beautiful
gorgeous.
Boat that is.
That is a gorgeous
yeah.
boat. And then an equally pretty boat fishing out of Kauai with Captain Darren Auger is a 38 Custom down there, and he's just knocking them dead. Have you spoken to Darren recently, Pete? I mean, have you heard? I
communicate with him quite a bit.
Yeah, he's been doing well. So that's been kind of fun. It helps keep my tan going. And,
yeah.
And thank God for Airline Wars, right? I mean, Kona's not been as cheap as this in 15 years.
It's great. Nonstop flights, right?
$400.
Yeah.
Round trip. Yeah, you can't get to
deal.
Florida for that price. So.
Yeah. Nope. No way.
No.
But so you're like all over the place. You're here in San Diego as well as in Kona.
Miami, off to Florida the end of this week for the Cobia dealer meeting.
Wow.
You see all the new 2020 stuff that's coming in.
Wow.
The new Yamaha 425s and all that fun
425.
stuff. 425.
Wow. That's yeah. quite a motor.
I want one of those. Oh, I want one of those.
Yeah.
They can look real good on the back.
You'd have
to
put
Easy
wings
Access.
On your Parker, though.
Oh, that'd
think.
Be just
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, for sure. Well, great to have you. Roger Thanks. Is here. Roger Hawley, come on, step up to the mic. You have questions. We have a great panel assembled here. And thanks to Scott Lampe for joining in on the panel, too. Appreciate that.
Hey, Roger.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody?
Great.
Thanks to Konakai. Really good. Nice event. Appreciate it. Very simple question. I've only been fishing for about 4 years, but I've noticed every year the size of the big bluefin just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Really like to know what you think the biggest bluefin caught around here was this year, and why do the fish just seem to keep getting larger and larger, now over 300 pounds? So,
Pete, what do you think?
Great question.
I don't know. I'm not the biologist, but it seems like these fish might just be doing a big migratory sweep, you know, and because when they – I think it was – we caught one of the first ones when they came, what, 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
On the 43, and we caught a 209. It's like we're going
that was,
crazy.
That was like the most unheard of.
Yeah, 200 pounder in Southern California.
And then they had 250 and 275. And Rick probably knows better than I do. There were some 350s, Scott, weren't there?
There was. I know last year the biggest one we weighed at the landing was a 365. And I think that there has been, as crazy as it is to sound, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still an unbelievable goal, but a 300 pounder was just not that uncommon this year.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of them were like 310 to 350. As far as the biggest one that I know of that we weighed at the landing this year has been a 353. But I know, you know, the other thing is that fish is so big, a lot of them just don't get weighed due to it's not always easy to get that fish out and get it weighed. And a lot of them get caught into private boats that don't necessarily come to facilities that have, you know, Marlin Club here, Dana Landing over in Mission Bay, you know, outside of things like that where they can hoist the fish out of the boat and hoist it back in. Like, they're starting to get so big that you almost can't deal with it unless you have a thing like that. But I'm with you, Roger. The food source for those things is so good, and they're just so happy. I'm sure it's the same, like, stock of fish that's just starting to feed. They're just putting the pounds on.
Yeah.
You know,
you'll see fish, if they come back like they have been, who knows how long they'll be here. Maybe they never leave, but yeah. You'll probably see 400-pound fish
next year. Yeah, there were 200 last year, 300 this year. Roger, you've had your share with your Captain Billy, right?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, we've got three over 250 pounds,
wow.
One at 306.
Oh,
so,
so cool.
It was a record year for me. It was a lot of fun.
Bill, it's a lot. Are you going to keep going? You going to keep trying?
Oh, yeah, we're going to be out there again. Billy's out right now trying to catch some swordfish with Dave on Janet Lou. So.
Oh, okay.
Did they do anything yesterday?
I haven't heard yet, but Dave caught one earlier this week.
Yeah, I was talking he caught one by himself.
Yeah, by himself. Well, he's the Lone Ranger.
I was talking to Billy. Billy, if he goes out again, just go with him.
Yeah.
We're going to find his boat circling out there.
Yeah, well,
nobody
he takes
it.
Me every once in a while. Yeah. So, you know,
now, Roger, you're a slip tent here at the Konakai Resort, and what do you think of Konakai?
I love it. I've been here for several years. I've had three different boats here, and I really think the new operation, and quite honestly, our dock master and his team are the best that's ever been here. So
you're talking about Adam?
Yeah, I am. Don't tell him, though.
Well, great, Roger. Thanks for coming down to the broadcast this morning. Appreciate that very much. We have some phone calls. Let's jump into it.
That sounds great to me, man. How about we start off with Don? He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. What's up, Don? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, good morning. Sounds like you're having a real blast there in San Diego today.
It's
yes,
a good time, buddy. I wish you were down here. It's fun.
Well, and the Dodgers will come back.
Yes, they will.
So, hey, Pete, you know, you guys were talking about watercolor. Just heads up, there's a really good article by Merritt McRae in this week's Western Outdoor News about water along the SoCal Bight. So check that out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My question for the group is, could you explain the difference between fish finders on a typical, you know, 25, 30-foot boat versus side-scanning sonar that the commercial boats and the big sport boats use?
It's a good question.
Well, the side-scanning sonars, they have a tube that goes to the bottom of the boat, anywhere from 6-inch to 8-inch, depending on the unit. There are, on the smaller boats, there are some side-looking
they
look out like 120 degrees out to the side and forward. But the true sonar is it's a dome that goes down through the bottom of the boat.
Like an upside-down periscope.
Basically.
Yeah, good.
And the one they have, the Omni 8L, it's a 360-degree unit.
Wow.
And the other Furunos, they would scan 360 degrees and 30-something seconds. This does it in a second, like 2.5 seconds.
Wow.
So it's a constant picture like a radar.
Uh-huh.
And it's...
And how far out can you see?
We were seeing those tuna schools at 1,200 feet.
1,200 feet away?
Yeah.
Wow.
Most of the time we're 600 to 800.
Wow. Instead of looking straight up and down, you're looking straight up and down still, but now you're looking out 1,200 feet.
Yeah.
On each side of the boat.
On each side of the
360.
Boat. 360.
So you're 2,400 feet around you. Like.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
And just, we're doing, in Costa Rica, we're doing blind casts on dolphin schools. You see the dolphin and you see the tuna and you see blind cast popper fishing. Probably 90% of our blues in Costa Rica on the fads are all sonar marks.
Wow.
You turn on a sonar mark and here they come. So
it's a game changer.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
Yeah, but it's not a cheap deal.
No, and it's
40, 50 grand to put one in?
Well, the Omni's probably 100 by the time you're done.
Scott's laughing. What?
100.
Okay,
at least.
Yeah.
But the problem with smaller boat applications, it just doesn't work. You know, it's just they can't get the tube in the right spot, can't reinforce it.
It's too much, a lot of installation.
Yeah, and so, you know, how small a boat you can put it in, you know, you have to ask the the guys that sell them. But
I guess it depends on your pocketbook,
too. Yeah, and installation, too. And yeah. Little boats, the problem with little boats, they're up and down so much, you get probably a lot of water. They're not very deep, so you probably get a lot of bubbles and stuff like that.
Well, if you're affording that sonar, you're putting a seakeeper in, too.
Yeah,
so
you're
not
doubt
that
about
much.
It. Yeah, yeah, got to have a seakeeper. Yeah. No doubt about that. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Great question, Don.
Yeah, really good question. You know, a boat that is so stable and so strong, made out of steel, so wide, is the Shogun. And I cannot believe this, but I'm going on our Let's Talk Hookup 6-day trip to Guadalupe Island on October 26th. And Jen just told me there were it's been full for a year.
Right.
Two openings just opened.
Oh, great. That's
so
a
if
cool
you want to go with us to Guadalupe on the Shogun, a limited load trip, it's a Let's Talk Hookup trip, I'm going. It's just a great, great time and a great group of people, too. There's two spots left on the Shogun for that trip October 26th, so prime time.
And Guadalupe's really biting right now, too. There's some very, very good fishing to be had. I had
really
a couple buds that just got back, and, you know, they say if you were fishing hard and going through a lot of baits, it was like 10 to 15 bites a day on big ones. You know, we're talking fish that are 40 to 120 pounds. You know, I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's a lot of fish. And that Guadalupe fish, that yellowfin.
Oh man,
it's
so good. Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's their diet there.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
but it
seems to that this time of year when they have the ecology boats down there.
Yeah.
You don't have as much white shark problems.
Sharpens. They go over there.
Yeah, they kind of because
they feed them.
Yeah, they feed them, just hand feed them all day
long.
You know, so they drop their anchors. So that's a dinner bell.
Yeah, yeah. So they leave the tuna fishermen alone.
Pretty much, yeah. But you know, as you know, they'll sit down there 100 feet under 100 feet under the boat and just wait for the fish to come to color. Yeah. Where to go?
They still get their fair share.
So if you want to go fishing on the Shogun with me, come on down October 26th. Just give a call to Lopresti Sport Fishing at 619-226-8030 or just book online at shogunsportfishing.com. Roland from El Cajon is here at the Kona Kai Resort. Thanks for coming down, Roland. Appreciate you joining us here. And did you enjoy the breakfast?
I did. Thank you.
Right.
Appreciate it. Hey, what's going on, Ray? Hey, now that the reels have come such a long ways from the 60s, they're really advanced now. What is, in your opinion, what's the best care for them, like after a 3-4-8-day trip?
I think sometimes we do more than necessary. Like, that's you hit the nail on the head. Like, they've come so far, you just need to do less to them. Just simple amount of fresh water, and Ken from Ken's Custom Reels gave a really good tip a while ago on the show that was the best of them, is all that reel really needs as far as keeping it running after a long trip is a good amount of fresh water and get the fresh water off. The biggest thing is to not let the reel just sit in your bag afterwards. You know, salt can and does and will get into everything. You know, there's a gap in between your spool and the side plate, so salt water will be getting inside of your reel. But the reels are protected with grease. A lot of the bearings are shielded and things like that. But if a little piece of salt happens to get onto a moving part and it doesn't move for a long time, it will start to rust and it will create something. So after you're done hosing it off, just take the reel, turn the handle a few times, turn the drag back and forth, and kick the reel in and out of free spool one or two times, and then set it there. And then the next day, do the same thing, and just turn the handle several times before you just put it in your bag and leave it until next year, just to keep the moving parts free and, you know, stopping that, like, little salt buildup or little rust buildup to start to happen, and the reels will work forever. I mean, just a freshwater bath is fine.
Pete, Scott,
right.
Input on that?
That's
pretty much it, right?
On those three to five-day trips, like Rick was saying, you know, you're fishing hard and you come home uphill, and your tackle pretty good. It gets a lot of beating if you don't take it apart. So when you get up here, it's like Rick said, that salt's already in the reel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just have to do what he said.
Do you guys recommend servicing them every season?
I mean, I think that's a great way to go about it. If I'm being totally honest, it's not the good tackle store thing to say, but, like, you just don't need to anymore. I mean, I service them when they need service.
Well, it depends on the reel.
You're
fishing Shimano.
You know, you're higher end reels. You really, I mean, you want to take care of them.
You do for sure. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think an end-of-the-year service on all of your reels is a really smart way to go about it, because you will know going into the next season everything's going to perform flawless and you're going to get the entire, you know, amount of time out of it. With that said, if you bought a Talica and fished that thing every day this season, it's going to be fine for next year. They just don't often require much maintenance. But salt water is the most corrosive thing in the world, and even the highest end product, no matter what it is, if salt finds its way into the wrong spot and lands on the right piece of bearing, it'll free up just like anything. You know, we've been fortunate enough at the landing to get to see every killer piece of tackle out there, and no matter what manufacturer, highest end thing, like, something has gone wrong with all of them. It's just like high end cars or anything else. Like, it can and does happen, but if you keep up on your freshwater, you know, don't really fire the hose in them where you're forcing things down there. Just turn the garden hose, let the water fall in the reel, you know, wipe it down afterwards, turn the handle a few times over the next couple of days to make sure things don't set up. Those things are going to last you a long time.
Great.
Thanks, Roland, for coming down.
Couple of those Talicas from you.
Right on, buddy. Right. Yeah, cool.
Very good. Tommy in Point Loma. Tommy, you're next up. Come on, step up to that mic, and you're going to have a chance to win those pair of Maritium sunglasses.
Good morning. Great breakfast. A lot of ketchup. I like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to my friend Kenny Dean and his partners on the T-Bird, a brand new sports fishing out here. And day and a half. And not only he loves it so much, he just went out on the 8-day.
Nice.
And anyway, late at night when you're watching TV and I see these guys throwing out a lure and the lure's swimming and fishing and saying, hey, this acts like a real fish. Do those lures really work? It says,
I don't know. Pete, you sleep at night, right?
I've seen those. It's in the commercials. I haven't tried them.
Yeah.
Anything in front of a hungry enough fish will get a bite at some point, sometime. You know, like how do you answer something like that? Does it work? Sure. If you got it in front of the right one and he's hungry enough, he's going to eat it. We've seen all kinds of. I'm sure over the years, Pete and you guys have seen crazy things. On long range trips, we saw a tuna that we caught that had two rod butt caps inside of its stomach one time. Like, so, you know, guy's butt cap fell off of the boat, it got washed overboard, and it had one fish had two butt caps inside of it.
He's
I saw it myself. So,
yeah.
If they'll eat a rubber butt cap, they'll probably eat a TV funky swimming lure.
Big school of Dorado, eat anything.
Thanks for coming down, Tommy. Appreciate it.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're live at the Kona Kai in San Diego having a great time. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup coming to you on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Let's Talk Hookup Network.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com. And find a dealer near you.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranx Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranx 500 and Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranx 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We will have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live here at the Kona Kai in a beautiful morning. Great crowd giving away
Indeed.
Tons of great prizes on what is no doubt the nicest facility on the water. Closest to the bait, closest to the ocean, best facilities. If you've got a boat, this is the place to keep it.
And still breakfast and mimosas and bloodies and coffee and come on down. It's a great spot. Really great group of people. We're still going to give away that Anza Knive, more gift cards to Dana Landing. We've got an AFCO package. We've got two more room nights at the Kona Kai here to give away, and a nice Shimano Flatfall and Colt Sniper jig package. That's all going to be given away here very, very shortly. Steve Pinard, there's an event at your other – Steve, now what you got to understand, this guy has more going on than anybody I know. He's got his hands in so many different things. He also runs the Action Sport here at this hotel and several other hotels, which is the rental boats all over the place. He owns Dana Landing. He is ECBT. He is the manager of the overseer of the all the docks here at the Kona Kai. How many things am I missing?
Frenzarallo.
Ten different other things. Yeah. Right?
Let's put it this way. If he branded a logo on everything he'd wear, he'd look like a NASCAR race car.
He would, yeah, that's a good point, yeah. But anyway, today at Dana Landing, Jeff Hughes is our friend over at H&H Marine. He's got an event going on called Defiance Days today.
Yeah, I actually stopped by on the way here, and we also have a big fishing tournament at the same time. So Dana Landing is a zoo today. But, yeah, the boys were loading up. Obviously, Jeff and the guys over at H&H are having their Defiance dealer. So I believe they have almost all of them there for you to go out. They're going to, you know, they'll have them all loaded up there for you to check out. And
Test ride them.
They'll cruise you out on them. And,
yeah.
And, I mean, you know, the great boat for Southern California, and you know they'll all be lined up there ready for you
to
try.
10 to 3, I'm sure they're there now. If you wanted to go now, but 10 to 3. So if you want to try out on the water, run on those great Defiance boats.
Yeah, not just that. I know they're having a food truck, and you know there's
all kinds of
beer and water. I mean, like it's a you know it's kind of like here. You can come
in
at breakfast.
Yeah.
Go over there, test out a boat, and
check
go have your lunch and cocktails
Landing,
in the afternoon.
So. Right there.
Yeah, come on by.
All right. Yeah.
Yep.
Defiance Day is going on today from H&H Marine. Hey, I also want to throw out a big 80th happy birthday to the cowboy.
Hey,
yeah, it's
all
his
right.
birthday
Happy
on
birthday,
Tuesday.
Cowboy.
Happy
That's
birthday,
great.
Cowboy. He's going to turn 80. And Cowboy's, of course, the guy who invented the name Let's Talk Hookup. But we're also, Cowboy's a regular here with us here at our events and such. He had, said he had grandson duties today, so he
all
couldn't
right.
make it
Good
down. But
Cowboy.
Happy birthday, Cowboy. Gary Vanderlyke, a legendary guy here in Southern California.
No doubt. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We're going live to the Tribute right now. Captain Mike Pritchard's on the line. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great this morning. I want to know what's going on the water.
You know what? Our yellowfin fishing has been pretty darn good here lately. Downright phenomenal yesterday. We've had we're finally into our fall weather, even here this morning. We've had a couple of stops on some skipjack, a.k.a. pokeballs, here this morning. But yesterday, today, even the day before, I mean, we're starting to see this phenomenal fall weather. Flat, greasy, calm. Great, you know, just fishing sunsets, sunrises, nice weather throughout the day. But our last few days have been filled with a really, really nice, great yellowfin. A lot of fish into the 30-pound range, even mid to high 30-pound range on that yellowfin. And
nice.
Yesterday, really light load charter group, which we've had several of these here lately. Or yesterday was open party. 24 guys just shy of limits on that nice, great yellowfin. One stop midday where they were biting pretty much everything in the corner. And it's kind of funny to see lately, you get put into some of these bites, you start looking around, there's guys that have given up, and they're sitting down having a beer, and we're still fishing. Hey, you know, you guys done?
Get out there.
Well, you know, I got four, you know, 25-pound yellows, and I'm good.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Wow, that's and this is such a beautiful time of the year. The water was flat, I take it?
Yeah, yesterday was probably as nice as our weather could possibly get. I mean, flat, greasy, calm. Out here this morning, a charter group, same thing, picking up a lot more charters here lately, which is never the worst thing ever. And 21 guys on the boat here this morning looking around, and it's, I wouldn't quite say lake status, but perfect fall weather. Very, very little breeze, just a few knots, light swell, and really just the start to a great day here.
Wow, fantastic.
That's awesome.
Well, if somebody wants to come fishing on the Tribute out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, how do we get a hold of you, Mike?
Tonight is full. Tomorrow night, there is still room. The following night, we have another charter. Sunday night, definitely have some room. Give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com or tributesportfishing.com. And whether we're online or we're chartered, there's going to be open party boats fishing for these things nightly. And once we get into the middle of October, we're going to start extending our schedule a little bit, doing day-and-a-half trips. Also, Friday night, we do leave on a three-and-a-half-day Dockski-sponsored trip. Anybody who's ever fished with Dockski knows that he's a great guy to fish with. Very versatile fishing. We'll probably spend a couple of or a day-and-a-half or so fishing the beach, day-and-a-half fishing tuna. So all that's available by giving Seaforth Landing a call.
Fantastic. All right. Sounds great, Mike. Sure appreciate your updates, and sounds like time to go tuna fishing.
Yeah, no doubt, man. That's killer.
All right. Appreciate the call this morning.
It is.
All right.
See you, Mike.
Hey, we're back here at Konakai. George from San Diego is next up. George, you still hanging around here at the Konakai?
Looks like you just
Well, back. Okay, how about let's talk to, is it Jason or Lily or is it?
It's like Jason.
Jason Lilly?
Make it his
is he
way
here?
Up
oh,
right
there
now.
He is.
Yeah.
All right, Jason, thanks for coming down. Appreciate that.
And again, I'm with everybody. Like, we need to figure out how to do this more often, man. How nice is this morning and this setting here at Konakai? Like, we need to keep this thing rolling.
It is, yeah,
cool.
For sure. I like the idea of having the broadcast here every weekend.
Morning. Yeah.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I got a question. I don't see a lot of it around here. Downriggers, or what's the favorite way of getting, let's say, a frozen yummy down deep? Using downriggers around, or is there any other favorite way of getting the fish down there?
Pete, you use any downriggers around here?
Yeah, at times.
Yeah.
You know, we used to live bait with downriggers, you know, put a mackerel down.
Mm-hmm. Planers?
Not so much.
Okay.
But we used to use a downrigger, you know, with a 8-pound ball,
yep.
And you can pull live bait with that.
Right,
some guys have done that, and they'll put a flyer in the kite. Mm-hmm. And put a mackerel down and, you know, go around 2 knots or so, you know,
right,
skipping
right.
that thing and still pulling a bait.
Slow troll. Okay.
But, you know, a lot of it, it's so there's so much going on
mm-hmm.
that if you're trying to put out a kite or two, or you put two flyers on a yummy, or you put, and then you add another tool like that, most people don't have the personnel to do that. So you really got to have the people on the boat that know how to use that stuff.
Roger. Yep.
Because it gets to be a nightmare if you don't.
Okay. The downriggers seeming to become a lot more popular thing fishing tuna down in Cabo now. Like, you see mm-hmm. a lot of boats that are putting a single mackerel down deep, and it's definitely, like, becoming a lot more commonplace in our world than it had been, you know,
yeah, we've been doing
five
it.
Or 10
we've
years
been doing it here for the bluefin.
I bet.
You know, I mean, you know, when they start, you got the reports, they're biting the sinker rig.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the same thing with a downrigger.
Sure, and you're covering yeah. a lot more ground.
Mm-hmm. If you need to.
Very good.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Good
Thanks.
Stuff. Thanks,
well, Jason.
You know, back when in the old days when Pete used to catch all the marlin in San Diego on his little wooden boat, was it the Bacaruta, right? We fished a lot of dead flying fish, right? Right? On the outriggers,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sewn up. Certain way.
That was, why? Why has it changed?
It's just like anything. That,
yeah.
You know, we first went down to Mexico, that's all they did is pull flyers.
Yeah.
That's all they had.
Yeah.
They didn't have any lures.
Uh-huh.
And when we were, like, that was, you know, what, the late 60s.
Yeah.
They're still pulling flying fish.
Yeah.
And there's times where we were getting a lot of bites at, I think, the backside of Clemente one time, and they couldn't hook any. We slowed down, put a couple flyers out, and hooked everything.
Cooked everything.
You know, so they, you know, it's just like with the tuna, they're showing that, you know, they eat those things.
Scott?
Well, I know everybody's been concentrating on the tuna, but Pete, what is the stripey situation like locally here right now for us?
It's slow, right?
Yeah, real slow. It's just the wrong kind of, it's a green water year, basically different conditions.
Okay.
When, back in June, they were seeing swordfish off Ensenada, you know, the Nine, Clemente, Catalina, the Channel Islands. You see, and you realize then, you go, whoa, this is, you know, the water set up right, and there's when they see that many fish that far away at the same time, basically.
Right.
There's a lot of volume.
Now it's
and
all
some overstored fish year. You know, warm blue water year. You know, you might not get that many swordfish. You're going to get more of the exotics.
Right.
So it depends on what each year is. When that water set up early with green water, the whole California bite was green. And it's starting to clean up now, but a lot of it still is.
Okay.
That was a good signal for, you know, good swordfish year.
When you guys were fishing swordfish back in the day, how were you making them the same way? I mean, just lights and scooping them? Or, you know, back then, were they available for purchase? Did you have to catch them?
You make it pliers, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
There you was just buy them at the fuel dock. At
Pearson. There was a company in Long Beach.
Okay.
That was
scooping them, yeah.
It's really funny because just out of high school, I worked with a guy named Boyd Reber on a little commercial boat, and we'd set the coves in the Clemente and Catalina, and we'd sell them to those people and Pedro.
That's
oh, yeah.
Cool.
And you have to get them and put them head-tail layer of ice and really take care of them. But there was a place in Long Beach that sold them just for bait. All the tackle shops had them.
Yeah, and now it's almost like a recreation.
Yeah, exactly.
The guys are making money now selling baits again.
Yeah, again.
Obviously, you know, catching the same area, same size, or real big ones like we have now. Like not that's cool.
It's called Catalina Flyers. Even, you know, Steve said, mentioned a little while ago, they had got low on flyers, and the guy at Clemente caught a load of flyers and brought them straight to Dana Landing.
You still have flyers at Dana Landing?
We do. You know, but they're popular, so we've been running out. I mean, like we said, we literally had to meet the boat yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. I doubt they were getting like $30-something a fish back then, though, right?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't
know. They weren't catching 300-pound blue.
Yeah. True story, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Dan Carrier came down all the way from Irvine. Thanks for coming down to the Konakai here, Dan. Appreciate that very much. So do you remember Scott Lampe, Pete, and his little wooden boat?
No.
No? That was me. See, you're younger than
Scott. Scott's a lot younger than, you know. So.
You're younger than we are, than
right.
Pete and I.
No, but my days came in when the Miss Travelodge, Captain Frankie Francisco was here, and guys like Charlie Burnett, the band leader, kept his boat here and fished, and Foggy Fogwell, those guys on a couple of those 43 Sewards that were just the envy of every
Charlie dock. Lewis had his boat here, too.
Until they threw him out.
Yeah, they threw him out.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Pete and I talked about that
yesterday. We talked about that. But Pete, how big? Pete had, it was like a 16-foot wooden boat, right?
There's an 18-foot wooden Livesay.
Wooden Livesay. Yeah. And how many marlin did you catch off that?
I don't know, 20, 25, something like
that.
Yeah.
A year?
The first one we caught, I wasn't supposed to be out there.
Yeah, you were like how old?
16, 15.
Yeah.
I was working the Marlin Club. I was supposed to be working there. We took the boat out instead.
Yeah, I remember you used to come and walk in. There's Pete with another one.
Now, flashing forward, would you send Alex Grossbeck out in an 18-foot wooden boat to go offshore to go catch a marlin?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, I like that
if it's safe, right?
Yeah.
It's a good boat. Lipsay, it's a good boat, right?
I wouldn't go by myself.
Yeah.
You know, some of these guys are crazy.
Yeah. Dan, thanks for coming down.
Dan?
Appreciate it. Nice to see you.
I was I'm getting a fish report. I just got off the searcher this morning.
Oh, great.
And I got that little text from you saying second breakfast here.
All right.
So I'm waiting for my fish to be processed by
Fisherman's
Processing.
Right.
And anyway, we got back from Guadalupe, limited load trip today.
Nice.
Just wanted to get you up to speed. We were catching 40 to 50 pounders.
Nice.
And we did, it's a limited load, so some boats got like 50, and we got like 35 or 40, but we only had 13 people on the boat.
Wow.
So, cool.
The other boats were like 25, and so it was wonderful. The crew was great. One delightful thing is that Fisherman Processing came on the boat to kick the fish. I don't know when they started doing that.
Yeah.
This is the first for me. You didn't have to.
You don't have to touch it.
We didn't have to haul any fish around.
Yeah.
As long as you use them. It was awesome.
Yeah.
The one little thing that I will say, a little tip for the people who might be going out there, we were having a lot of luck on the retrieve.
Oh, okay.
And one of the guys on there caught 3 of his 10 fish, and 30, and he was like second in the jackpot on the retrieve. Slow retrieve in. So once you don't just give up on your bait, bring it back slowly to the boat. And
that's a great call.
Yeah. So
fantastic.
I thought I'd share that with you, but thanks for the
nose hook. Sideways through the nose?
Yeah, nose hook for that.
Yeah,
so it was good.
Good fishing.
Had a little bit of wind. It slowed it down. We didn't have any. We parked in a different area from the other boats, so we didn't have any sharks the first 2 days. But we moved closer to the other boats, and By the end of the day, we knew all the sharks by name. but these are not names that I can share on the radio.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, thanks for the report.
Sounds like Searcher a great trip, Dan.
Searcher with 13 people, that's got to be
that
cool.
It was fantastic. Yeah. You can't do, and the crew was just fantastic, too. So.
Wow. How cool.
Thanks.
Great, Dan. Thanks for coming down to the Konica. I appreciate that very much. We have some patient callers.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Mike? He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, this is Mike from San Carlos, your expert novice. Hey, guys, I got a question about sunglasses. Is somebody still there that could answer it?
Sure.
Steven's right here.
Does Maui Jim have different sizes for, like, smaller or larger heads or whatever?
You know, the glasses? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because I wear prescription glasses, and I was thinking if I got an extra big pair, I could put them over. Or does Mount Jim do prescription sunglasses?
Well, on the sizes, there aren't exact, you know, each glass doesn't come in a small, medium, large, but there are so many styles. I mean, there's 300-400 styles, and there's definitely a style that will fit your head. So that's kind of the important thing that's the number one thing I would suggest is make sure that the frame fits your head, you're comfortable with it. You know, the temple on the side or whatever you like, make sure you have that. And like I said, there's little small, you know, ones. And then there's, you know, like I have a big head, so I like a bigger frame. And Maui Jim, yeah, makes almost all of their sunglasses are available in prescription. You have to do that through an authorized eye doctor. But yes.
The biggest thing, if you're wanting to get a new pair of sunglasses, like a pair of Maui Jims, the biggest thing is to come down to a Dana Landing, go to somewhere where they're, and I think Dana's probably got the largest on-hand display of Maui Jims in San Diego, but what you need to do is try them on first. You know, I mean, you put on 6 or 8 or 10 different pairs of glasses, because you're right, like everybody's head is shaped a little bit different, and all the glasses fit a little different, so find one that's comfortable for you to be in first. And then figure out the color frame and lens and that kind of thing that you want second.
Fit
is everything.
100% agree. Yeah, you have to do that. Yeah.
Great. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Michael Schweit is calling us from the Fly Fishing Fair. Good morning, Michael. Michael. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Sorry to leave you on hold there. We're doing a remote broadcast, but you've got a big event going on today with the Federation of Fly Fishers, right?
We have the 7th Annual Fly Fishing Fair over here in Glendale, California, the Glendale Civic Auditorium.
Nice.
Great. Tell us about it.
So we got this year we're doing something different. We're doing a bunch of things different. We've got a whole area out there that's put on by one of our clubs for Aqua Bonita that you can bring your kids, and we teach the kids how to fly cast and tie flies. And we've got a special for a bunch of people like, well, but you guys try fly rods. But for somebody else that's never tried a fly rod and is like, well, maybe I want to do this or not. We got a $5 admission for both days that gets you in. You get a free casting lesson and a free fly tying lesson. So you can try the sport, you know, play around with it. I wish we had fish for you, but we don't. But they come down here and try casting and doing stuff. And we got a bunch of vendors. So those are the new things that we have this year. Oh, we actually have a couple of other things. We got a couple of great lodges for here from Mexico. The Baja Lodge, Garibula's Fly Fishing, which they've been getting roosters like crazy on the fly this year.
That's awesome. That's and what a cool fish to chase from the surf, too.
Yeah. Well, they're getting them from the surf, and they figured out ponga ways, too. They're stalking them down, so it's very, very cool. Gary's been doing this for years.
Wow.
And we've got another lodge from farther south in Mexico that does flats fishing for bonefish and permanent tarpon.
Wow, fantastic. So tell us about how do we get to the fair? How much is it? How does it work?
So it's $5, like I said, for somebody who's never tried fly fishing. For anybody else, it's $15 for both admission. All the admissions are for both days, including all our seminars that we have. And
it goes
it's $15
on today
per
and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow. And it's $15 per person or $20 per family. And we're at the Glendale Civic Auditorium, which is in Glendale, right at the corner of Mountain and Verdugo.
All right, so Mountain and Verdugo in Glendale. It's the and the name of the fair is
the Fly Fishing Fair at Glendale Civic Auditorium.
All right, and if people want to, there's a website too, right?
There's a website, or they can call me direct.
All right, give us the info.
The website is Fly Fishing Fair. That's fair with an E, FAIRE.com, and to call me up is 818-601-9702, and we open at 10 o'clock today, and we're open till 6, and tomorrow is 9 to 3.
All right. Fantastic, Michael. Thank you for the information. Appreciate that very much. And have a great time at the fair. Appreciate that very much. Hey, real quick, Arnie, you have the CCA boat events coming up this week?
Yeah, next week. We're leaving next Sunday night. It's the CCA Charter Challenge, It's going to be with the three boats, the True Line out of L.A., the Fury out of Dana Wharf, and the Tomahawk here out of San Diego, out of Fisherman's Landing.
And there's spots available on?
Yes, there are. There are six spots available on the True Line. The Fury is full. I have two spots available on a Tomahawk. Anybody
that
here?
You're going.
Yeah.
If anybody wants a spot on these trips, how do they book it?
Go to the CCA website, ccacalifornia.org, and then you can register there, and then Chris or Richard there will contact you for the payment. And we're looking to have a great time here.
That's cool.
We might be fishing Clemente.
Cool.
So, man, hey, guys, anybody here you want to come up? Come see me after the show, please.
All right. Thanks, Arnie. Appreciate that. Thanks for helping out today. Steven, let's talk about Kona Kai here and slips here at the Kona Kai, the memberships and such like that.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we're mostly talking about the marina, you know, being part of Let's Talk Hookup and everything. Amazing 520-slip marina.
Best facility.
Period. Yeah, it is. I mean, we've talked about it for so many reasons. It's just gorgeous. Now it's matched up with a just absolutely stunning resort right at the end of Shelter Island. You know, there's obviously the Kona Kai Club. There's all sorts of stuff. I just invite everyone to come down. I mean, just go have a cocktail here. I mean, you don't need to commit to anything. You don't need to bring your boat. Just roll down here.
They have a great happy hour up at Vessels.
Yeah. And you got to remember, there's the unbelievable restaurant bar with a cool view.
Open to the public.
There's two pools here that have unbelievable bars here. You know, just come down to the pool deck and have a cocktail. I mean, it's just a great spot. Come check it out. You know, I mean, if you look at an aerial view of this property, it's stunning.
They have a great gym.
Stunning. Yep.
They have a great, incredible spa, the Spa Terra here.
Yep.
And they have two beautiful pools.
Yep. And I can't.
It's
a
true resort.
It's a boutique resort, but I really, you guys keep describing it. The quality of the food, of the service, of everything is just, it's top notch. It really is. It's just. They do an amazing job here.
It's like resortkonakai.com on the web.
Yep. Hey, they got a ton of fitness classes now.
You
can tell by looking at Steve and I. We're there all the time.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely,
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to give away all kinds of prizes. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, we got a great time here.
Draw it up here.
We're going to find out who's got themselves
who's
a brand new pair of Maui Jims.
All right. Go ahead and draw it up there. And in the meantime, thank you, Scott Lampe. If somebody wants more information on buying a boat, buying a cobia, how do we find you at Big Bay Yachts?
BigBayYachts.com, 619-222-1124.
All right. Very good. Go see Scott. He's one of the great guys for sure.
Thanks,
appreciate
Pete.
That. Jim in National City. When's the Maui Jim Cup?
All right.
All right.
Brand
Jim.
New Maui Jim.
We'll get,
thanks,
Jim. We'll get your address and we'll have them shipped to you there. Of course. Now, what about slips? We want a slip here. How do we arrange getting a slip here, Adam?
Well, when one comes available, you just go on to KonakaiMarina.com, and that'll give you all the pertinent information, the rates, and all the amenities available with the slip. But
you can get on a wait list now. When things open up, you'll make
absolutely.
It happen.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I suspect that in the next couple of months, we'll see some boats moving south. A lot of the small boats kind of move around,
yeah.
And we get some turnover under 45.
You bet.
But if you
great.
Want something.
Okay, how do we get a hold of you?
Best bet is the website, KonakaiMarina.com.
All right, thanks very much. Pete, thank you very much thank for you your Pete. Time, and thank you all here.
Yeah,
thanks
for
the Konakai Resort. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayak back in the studio tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for coming down to the Konakai, and we'll see you tomorrow right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.